My name is David Shibley, and I serve as president of a ministry called Global Advance.
Pun David Shibley, Ketua Dina Pelayanan Global Advance.
Global Advance is a ministry that is committed to training national church leadership around the world.
Anu ngalayanan ngalatih para pemimpin gereja nasional dunia.
Our frontline shepherds conferences have taken place in some 25 nations.
Konferensi frontline terus diayakeun di 25 negara.
And throughout the world, I see that the crying need in the church is for clear, distinctive, heaven-sent vision.
Di dunia ngabutuhkeun garejana visi nu jelas diilhaman ti sawarga.
God has given us a magnificent opportunity as we move toward the 21st century.
Gusti Masihan waktos nu hebat dina abad 21.
We have within our grasp that for which all the other Christians of the previous 20 centuries have prayed for and longed for.
Abi terang, orang Kristen parantos ngadoakeun ti abad 20 keneh.
It is within the grasp of this generation of Christians to bring closure or completion to Christ's great commission.
Generasi Kristen ayeuna ngartoseun kanggo ngarengsekeun amanat agung Kristus.
The great commission of Jesus right before he ascended into heaven was to go and to make disciples of all the nations.
Amanat agung Yesus dipasihkeunana sataacan munggah ka sawarga. Nyaeta jieun murid Yesus.
He said to go and proclaim the gospel to every person.
Niwarang inggit ka unggal jelema ngawartakeun Injil.
And so there is a distinct cry that is coming from the very throne room of God today.
Terang-terang parentah anu kaluarna ti singgasana Allah.
A cry from his heart that is being taken up as a missionary challenge.
Kadedeh Allah ngajadikeun pangajak kanggo ngawawarkeun Injil.
The AD 2000 and beyond movement.
AD 2000 sareng beyond moment.
And other believers around the world are calling out.
Jalmi nu percaya sadunya diajakkan.
That there be a church planted for every ethnic group under heaven.
Supaya aya gereja setiap bangsa di kolong langit.
And that the gospel would go to every person.
Ngajani ngadangu Injil.
But for that to occur, there must be vision in the hearts of God's people.
Tangkan ngawujud visi teh kudu aya di hati umat Gusti.
And particularly in the hearts of the leaders of God's people.
Khususna dina hati para pangmimpin umat Gusti.
The Bible gives a very important principle in Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18.
Prinsip nu penting aya dina Alkitab Siloka pasal 28 ayat 18.
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 says where there is no vision the people perish.
Siloka 28 ayat 18 upaminta aya wahyu jelma bakal barang ngasan.
Another translation says, where there is no vision from heaven, the people are unrestrained.
Terjemahan sejena, bangsa nuntut dipimpin ku pangeran, jadi bangsa tukang ngaributkeun.
Where there is no clarified vision, there is a reckless living.
Mun aya visi nu jelas, kehidupanna ribut.
Today God is calling his church, his bride, to live with distinction and with purpose.
Dinten ieu pangeran nyaulan garejana, pangantena nu hirup teu sapagodos.
We are to align our lives with the purposes of God.
Kehirupan urang kudu sapagodos sareng rencana Allah.
The great purpose of God is that the entire world come to know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Masat agung Pangeran supaya sadaya wano kaputrana Yesus Kristus.
He calls on us in this day to live for what matters.
Urang disaur pikeun hirup ngalakukeun nu penting.
And what matters is the exaltation of the Son of God to the very ends of the earth.
Nu penting teh ngagungkeun Putra Allah nepi ka tuntung dunya.
Throughout history, God has picked up men and women and placed this vision for the evangelization of the world in their hearts.
Sejarah, Pangeran tos milih pamangkat sareng istri keur nginjili dunya ku visi dina hatena.
I am convinced that God will use this series on the leader and the leader's vision to challenge you to align your life with the purpose of God.
Yakin pisan, Pangeran bakal nganggo bahan ieu di pangmimpin nu visina ngajak supaya urang sapagodo sareng maksud Pangeran.
When we speak of vision from a biblical perspective, we do not mean just someone's good idea.
Umpami orang nyeroskeun visi ku pandangan Alkitabiah, sanes mung sakedar gagasan nu sae ti saurang.
A vision is not a consensus of a group.
Sanes konsensus kelompok.
It is not some kind of mystical trance.
Sanes kasurupan nu jahat.
A biblical vision is when God conveys His heart to you concerning the future.
Tapi di waktu ngadukikeun hatena ka saderek perkara pangharepan.
When God speaks to you concerning His will for the future and places this in your heart, you are carrying His vision.
Waktos Pangeran ngadukikeun maksudna ka saderek dina hate, ieu teh visi Pangeran.
God may give you a vision for your city and a great church in that city.
Kadang masih kenana kanggo kota sareng gereja di daerah saderek.
Or there may be an injustice in society that is against the principles of God and His holy word.
Margi aya keadilan nu benten sareng prinsip Pangeran sareng dauhan nu suci.
God would call you to lift up your voice against that injustice.
Gusti nyaur saderek kanggo nyarios ngalawan kan keadilan.
And through the influence of your life to produce change or God's will in that situation.
Kupangurus kahirupan urang aya lolongkrang kanggo niat Pangeran diwujudkeun.
He may place a burden on your heart for those who are not yet reached with the gospel within your own nation.
Mantena nyimpen momotan tina hate kanggo ngengingkeun nu teu acan kaduki ku Injil di bangsa saderek.
Perhaps there are entire villages or ethnic groupings of people that have never heard the gospel.
Aya kelompok bangsa nu teu acan pisan ngadangu Injil.
And God brings to us the same message that Mary, the mother of Jesus, gave to those servants that day at the marriage of Cana.
Pangeran pesen nu sami sareng ka Maria ibuna ka pelayan waktos pernikahan di Kana.
Mary said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
Maria ka pelayan, nitah naon bae pek turut.
In these sessions on vision, God by His Spirit will begin to speak to your heart.
Sesi ngenan visi, Pangeran ngalangkungan rohna nyarios ka hati sederek.
He will implant inside of your spirit a seed of His desire for the future.
Ancapkan dina roh sederek binih tina hasratna kanggo pangharapan.
That is vision.
Teh visi.
And whatever He says to you, do it.
Nu diucapkeun pek pigawe.
When you begin to align your life around the vision that God puts in your heart,
atawa saderek nyamikeun kahirupan sareng visi anu ditancep ke dina hate,
you will find that your life, which may have previously been unfocused, will now have distinct, clear focus and direction.
Bari manggan hirup nu musat, jelas aya tujuan. Anu baheulana hirup tepuguh.
That's exactly what happened to a young man, a young prophet by the name of Jeremiah.
Pertos nu kajadian ka Nabi Ngora Yeremia.
God delivered to Jeremiah a very distinct vision.
Pangeran masian visi nu khusus.
Calling him to a unique ministry and task.
Katerek kanggo ngalayanan sareng tugas nu unik.
The call of Jeremiah is given to us in the book that bears his name, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1.
Panggilan Yeremia dipasikeun ka urang dina kitabna nu ngaranna Yeremia pasal 1.
Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning in verse 4.
Yeremia pasal 1 ayat 4.
Then the word of the Lord came to me saying,
Kamana sumping ka abdi ucapanana.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.
Samame kami nyieun maneh di rahim, kami geus wanoh maneh jeung samame kaluar geus disucikeun. Kami netepkeun maneh jadi nabi pikeun sakala bangsa.
Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth.
Tapi, ah, Gusti, salasana abdi mah bodoh. Tetiasa nyeros margi ngorakeneh.
But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak.
Tuhanana, tong nyarita ngorakene, tapi kasaha bae maneh dititah, maneh kudu indit, serta naon baik parentah kami kudu ditepikeun.
Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
Balasian ku maranehna, sebab kami marengan keur ngabebaskeun maneh, kitu dawuhna.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
Ras pangeran ngarampa paham abdi, lajang ngadawuh deui. Sabenerna kami nyimpen omongan kami kana sungut maneh.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Ingat. Maneh dijungjung luhureun bangsa-bangsa, kerajaan keur ngaruntuhkeun, ngancurkeun sarta ngabangun jeung melak.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree.
Katawan pangeran, naon katempo Yeremia? Maler abdi, abdi ningal dahan badan.
Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word.
Tuhanana, hade, eta tetempoan teh, sabab kami geus sadia keur ngalaksanakeun perintah kami.
This is the story of the call of the prophet Jeremiah.
Ieu carita panggilan Nabi Yeremia.
Just as Jeremiah received a valuable, important, distinct call from God, so have you.
Kami sareng Yeremia nu nampi panggilan nu hargaan penting sareng istimewa ti pangeran kitu deui kanggo urang.
When we receive Jesus Christ into our lives as our Lord and as our Savior.
Sareng nampi Yesus Kristus sebagai pangeran sareng juru selamat.
We receive God's wonderful gift of eternal life.
Urang nampi anugerah Gusti nu kacida endahna nyata hirup langgeng.
We become, the Bible says, children of God.
Urang putra Allah, saur Alkitab.
But you should feel good about yourself because God only has one kind of child.
Bisa derek tarima heula diri saderek lantaran Gusti kagungan putra samodel.
God only has gifted children.
Gusti ngan kagungan putra nu gaduhan karunia.
When we come into the family of God,
orang jadi keluarga Allah,
the Holy Spirit dispenses gifts to us.
Roh suci nu ngabagina.
And these gifts are to equip us for a unique work that God desires for us to do.
Ngalengkepan orang kanggo padamelan nu unik nu supados ku urang dilakukeun.
When God called Jeremiah, he said, Before you were ever born, I knew all about you.
Waktu Gusti nyaur Yeremia ngadawuh, kami wanoh kamane sagala-galana.
Before you were formed in your mother's womb, the Lord said, I knew you.
Samemeh maneh ngajadi dina rahim, dawuhan Gusti, kami geus wanoh.
And I ordained you.
Kami netepkan maneh.
For a specific purpose that you're to play in your nation.
Ini iki maksud khusus maneh bakal nyekel peran di bangsa maneh.
Now there are those who are watching this video all over the world, and the Spirit of God is coming upon the very words that I'm saying right now.
Kita menyaksikan video ieu di dunia ieu, Roh Gusti sumping ngalangkungan cariosan nu didugikeun ayeuna.
You know that just as God called Jeremiah, He too is calling you.
Orang artos yen ieu panyaur teh sami sareng panyaur ka urang.
He's calling you to an important work for His purposes, not only in your nation, but even past your nation to the world.
Sarek disaur kanggo padamelan penting sanes mung di bangsa sarek wungkul, tapi katungtung dunia.
God affirmed and encouraged Jeremiah by saying to him, I knew you even before you were born.
Gusti ngaguhkeun serta nguatkeun Yeremia terus ngadawuh, kami ngeswano samemeh maneh lahir.
But Jeremiah responded, Lord, I can't do this.
Gusti, abdi teu tiasa ngalakukeunana.
I don't have the right background. I don't come from the right family.
Abdi teu gaduh katiasa kana kitu. Abdi sanes ti keluarga nu kitu.
I'm not properly trained for such a great assignment.
Teu diwarah nu sae kanggo tugas nu agung.
Lord, it's as if I were just a little child. I can't do this great thing that you have called me to do.
Gusti, abdi mah bolon. Abdi teu tiasa ngalakukeun nu diperintahkeun ku Gusti ka abdi.
You may feel the same way.
Pangitan urang ge sok kitu.
But God has an important work for you to do.
Gusti kagungan perintah nu penting kanggo sadaya kanggo dilakukeun.
And in this session on embracing the vision that God has given to you.
Sesi nu ngajelaskeun visi nu dipasikeun pangeran ka saderek.
I want you to see five important principles that we derive from the call of Jeremiah.
Sadek tingali 5 prinsip penting tina panggilan Yeremia.
Here is principle number 1.
Prinsip kahiji.
I am important to the kingdom of God.
Abdi penting kanggo karajaan Allah.
Therefore, I will act like an ambassador.
Kituna abdi nindak salaku utusan.
I am important to the kingdom of God.
Abdi penting kanggo kerajaan Allah.
Therefore, I will act like an ambassador.
Abdi ngalakukeun seperti utusan.
If you're sitting next to someone as you view this video, turn to them and look them in the eye and say, I'm important to the kingdom of God.
Bisa dari ngarendek nuju nyaksikan video, reret serta nyarita, abdi penting kanggo kerajaan Allah.
I'm going to act like an ambassador.
Abdi nindak seperti utusan.
The Lord spoke to Jeremiah in verse 7 and he said, don't say you're a child.
Pangeran ngadawuh ka Yeremia dina ayat 7 teras ngadawuh, olah nyarita ngora keneh.
Do not say that you are inadequate to do what I have called you to do.
Olah nyarita teu pantes ngalakukeun nu diperintahkeun ku kami.
Some of you who are hearing me right now, you've carried a vision from God in your heart for a long time.
Nuju ngadangukeun abdi ayeuna sadarek tos lami ngagaduhan visi di pangeran dina hate sadarek.
But everything seems to say, I can't do this great thing God has called me to do.
Rupina sadarek nyarios abdi teu tiasa ngalakukeun nu ageung parintah Gusti.
Perhaps society itself says, this is an impossible task.
Rupina masyarakat teu nyarios. Ia teh tugas nu mustahil dilakukeun.
Maybe you've shared this vision with a few others only to be ridiculed by them for the largeness of the vision.
Pangeta saderek parantos ngabagikeun ka sabeberapa urang sarta nyengseurikeun visi teh margi ageung.
Well, you're watching this tape today because God has a message for you.
Saderek keur nyaksikeun kaset ieu ayeuna Gusti kagungan pesen ka saderek.
God does not put a vision in your heart to tease you or taunt you with that vision.
Gusti malek nyimpen visi di hati saderek keur ngaheureun sareng moyokan.
He places that vision in your heart for eventual fulfillment of the vision.
Visina diwujudkeun.
There will be much to learn in the process before the vision becomes reality.
Ternu kudu ditaliti tina proses samemeh visi ngawujud.
But it's important to embrace the vision that God gives to you.
Penting keur ngarawu visi nu ti Gusti kasadere.
Don't run from God's assignment on your life.
Ulah ngalaworakeun tugas ti Gusti dina kehidupan sadere.
Because fulfillment in life comes from obeying this distinct word of the Lord that He gives to you regarding your life purpose.
Kinekanan dina hirup diwujudkeun ku kataatan cariosan khusus ti Pangeran nu masihanana kasadere ngeunaan kana kahirupan.
You are important to the kingdom of God.
Abdi penting kanggo kerajaan Allah.
So you should carry yourself with the decorum that befits the call that is upon your life.
Jadi sadere kudu nyamikeun sareng tata krama nu sami sareng panyaur di kahirupan.
Whatever specific thing God calls you to do,
naon bae anu diparentakeun khusus Gusti kasadere,
Christ calls us all to be His ambassadors.
Terus nyaur urang sadaya kanggo jadi utusanana.
His representatives wherever we live.
Wakilna di mana bae?
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20.
Alkitab nyaros dina surat 2 Korintus pasal 5 ayat 20.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20.
2 Korinta pasal 5 ayat 20.
Now then we are ambassadors for Christ.
Jadi abdi teh utusan-utusan Kristus.
Dear friend, whoever you are and wherever you are, if you know Christ as your Savior, you represent Him as His ambassador.
Isobat, saha saderek di mana bae, upami saderek wano ka Kristus salaku juru selamat, saderek teh tetep wakilna sareng utusanana.
That means that you should carry yourself with the dignity of the office that God has given to you.
Hartosna saderek kudu nyamikeun sareng harkat di jabatan nu tos dipasikeun ku Pangeran.
Now, I'm not speaking here of a carnal arrogance.
Hayana urang moal nyarita kasombongan daging.
The Bible tells us to turn away from carnal pride.
Alkitab nyarios jauhan nu kitu.
I'm referring to a godly appreciation of who we are in Jesus Christ.
Abdi nuduh kana panghargaan nu suci ngeunaan saha diri urang di lebet Yesus Kristus.
If the Bible says we are Christ's ambassadors, then that is what we are.
Pamel kitab nyarios urang teh utusan Kristus kieu kaayanana.
One day I was seated on an airplane next to a man and I asked the Lord quietly for the privilege of witnessing to the man seated next to me.
Sejadinten abdi aya di kapal udara ngarendeng sareng hiji pamegeut abdi mundut ka Gusti supados tiasa nyaksikeun.
I have an unwritten rule in my life that I never talk to anyone more than 10 minutes before they know that I love the Lord Jesus with all of my heart.
Abdi teu gaduh aturan anu ditulis moal nyaros ka sahabat oge langkung ti 10 menit samemeh marena terangan abdi mika asik Gusti Yesus sagemleng.
I asked the man, "What do you do for a living?"
Abdi naros pamaket teh, "Di mana didamel?"
He said, "I sell property, I sell real estate."
Jawabna, "Di properti ngicalan bumi."
And then the man looked at me and he asked me, what do you do?
Pria eta malik naros, upami sadere.
I squared my shoulders and I looked him right in the eye.
Di kumede teras tetep.
I said, "Sir, I am an ambassador."
Abdi, "Pak, abdi mah utusan."
The man's eyes got big.
Pamengket eta bengong.
He said, "Are you really an ambassador?"
Omongna, "Bener, saderek teh utusan."
I said, "Yes, I really am."
Leres, abdi utusan.
He said, "Well, what country do you represent?"
Tarosna, "Saya negara mana anu diwakilana?"
United States.
Amerika Serikat.
I said, "No."
Tekapi sanes.
I represent a kingdom that is far more powerful than the United States.
Abdi ngagaduan kerajaan nu langkung kawasa tibatan Amerika Serikat.
I represent the kingdom of God.
Wakil kerajaan Allah.
And dear friends, so do you.
Nah, gitu deh, sobat.
You are important to the kingdom of God.
Sadarik penting kangge kerajaan Allah.
So carry yourself as an ambassador for Christ.
Laku lampasing seperti utusan Kristus.
Let me share with you three reasons why you are valuable to God. The Bible teaches, first of all, that you are valuable because you're made in the image of God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27,
Kejadian hiji, ayat 24.
Genesis 1:27, that God created man in his own image.
Kejadian hiji, ayat 24. Allah nyiptakan manusia teh nyeples gambarna.
That means that above all of the other orders of God's creation, God uniquely created human beings.
Atasna saluhureun ciptaan nu sejen nyiptakeun manusia nu unik.
With the capacity to know him and to love him.
Ku kapasitas kanggo wano sareng mika asih kamantena.
You're valuable to God because you're made in the image of God.
Sadarek hargaan dipayun Allah, margi sadarek diciptakeun dina gambar Allah.
And second, you're valuable to God because of the price that was paid for your redemption.
Nu kadua, sadarek hargaan margi harga nu dibayar kanggo panebusan sadarek.
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19.
Hiji Petrus pasal hiji ayat 18 segi kasal 18.
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 he says, you know that we weren't redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold.
Sadek terang sadek tos ditebus tina kahirupan nu teu guna warisan karuhun teh lain tebus kudunya berana nu teu lana bagi lain ku emas atawa perak.
But we were redeemed, purchased to God by the precious blood of Christ.
Tapi ku getih nu mahal nyaeta getihna Kristus.
You are valuable to God because of the price that was paid for your redemption, for your salvation.
Sadarek hargaan dipayun Allah margi nu dibayar teh pikeun penebusan jeung kasalametan sadarek.
Had you been the only person in all of the world who needed salvation and forgiveness from God?
Pami sadarek, hiji-hijina manusia nu ngabutuhkeun kasalametan jeung panghampura ti Allah.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, still would have left heaven.
Yesus Kristus Putra Allah tetap sayagi ngantunkeun sawarga.
He still would have come to earth.
Antena tetap bade sumping ka dunya.
He still would have hung on a cross just for you.
Sayagi ngagantung di kai palang kanggo kasalametan sadere.
That's how valuable and how precious you are to God.
Margeta sadarek harga anu punjul di payunan Allah.
You're valuable to God because you're made in His image.
Sadarek dihargaan di payunan Allah margi sadarek diciptakeun nyepleskan harga.
You're valuable to God because of the price that was paid for you.
Sadarek hargaan di payunan Allah margi sadarek dibayar kanggo sadarek.
And third, you are valuable to God because of the unique contribution to God's kingdom purposes that only you can make.
Sadarek hargaan di payunan Allah margi kontribusi nu unik kanggo kerajaan Allah margi sadarek nu tiasa midamelna.
Here's a very important verse.
Ieu ayat penting.
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
Filipi pasal 3 ayat 12.
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 12, Paul says, I'm going to lay hold of the reason for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me.
Paulus nyarios, tebuka angkeuhan geus hasil atawa sampurna, tapi rek nya-nya ngudak tujuan nepi ka benangna margi abdi ugi tos ditewaku Kristus Yesus.
Paul said, was saying, the vision that God had when he brought me into his family, I'm going to embrace that.
Kuring-kuring ngarangkul visi Allah di waktu mantena ngangkat kuring jadi keluargana.
The unique call of God upon my life, I'm going to lay hold of that with the same tenacity with which Christ Jesus laid hold of me.
Kuring-kuring nyekel pageuh panyaur pangeran nu unik dina kehirupan dina waktu Kristus Yesus nu nyepeng kuat hirup kuring.
Dear friend, there is a reason for which Jesus brought you into the family of God.
Aya alesan nu naon mantena ngangkat sadarek janten kulawargana.
There is a unique contribution to God's purposes in the earth that only you can make.
Aya kontribusi nu unik, maksud Allah nu ngan bisa dilakukan ku saderek.
Someone watching me right now, there's a song in you that only you can compose.
Bisa nu nyaksikeun ayeuna aya hiji lagu di salira nu mong saderek nu bisa ngarangna.
There's a message for your nation that only you can deliver. There's a book inside of you and only you can write it. And if you do not embrace the vision, no one else can pick up the slack for you. The world will be forever poorer if you do not embrace the vision. All of us in the body of Christ would suffer. And so I challenge you to embrace the vision. By realizing that you are important to the kingdom of God. Determine today to act like who you are, Christ's ambassador. There is a second principle that is given in the call of Jeremiah. The word of God is in my mouth.
Tuhan Gusti aya dina baham abdi.
Therefore I will speak as an oracle of God.
Bagi kitu abdi bade nyarios salaku ngadugikeun dauhan Gusti.
The word of God is in my mouth.
Tuhan Gusti aya dina baham abdi.
Therefore I will speak as an oracle of God.
Bagi abdi bade nyarios ngadugikeun dauhan Gusti.
In verse 9 of Jeremiah chapter 1.
Ayat 8 di Yeremia pasal 1.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 9.
Yeremia pasal 1 ayat 8.
God says to Jeremiah, I have put my words into your mouth.
Singa dawuh, sabenerna kami nyimpen omongan kami dina sungut maneh.
Dear pastor, do not be hesitant when you speak the word of the Lord.
Ulah cangcaya di waktu ngadui kendahuan Gusti.
You can count upon the dynamic power of the Word of God to do its work through your life.
Sing percaya kawasa dinamis di dawuhan Gusti kanggo pada malanana ngalangkungan lambe sadere.
Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but the words that I speak to you will never pass away.
Yesus, langit dan bumi baris lengit, tapi pangandikana moal lengit.
In the 19th century, there was a great preacher by the name of Charles Spurgeon.
Di abad 18, ada seorang panita kasohor namina Charles Spurgeon.
He was one of the most effective preachers of all time. Many thousands of people came to faith in Christ under his ministry. He also was concerned to train young men for ministry. One day, a young preacher came to Spurgeon very discouraged.
Jadi dan seorang panita ngora nyaketan Spurgeon ku kayan penggas semangat.
He said, "Mr. Spurgeon, I'm going to quit preaching. I'm going to quit the ministry."
Pak Spurgeon, abdi bade liren khotbah, abdi bade liren ti pelayanan.
The great preacher said, "Well, why would you do this?"
Kasari tanya Rios, kunaon anjen hoyong midamel eta?
The young man hung his head and said, "Well, no one is ever saved when I preach." And I'm sure with a twinkle in his eye, Spurgeon asked, "Well, young man, you don't expect people to be saved when you preach, do you?" After all, you're just a young person. You don't really expect people to be saved when you preach. And the young man hung his head. He said, well, no, I don't really expect people to be saved when I preach. Spurgeon grabbed the young man by the lapel of his coat. He looked the young preacher in his eye. And he said, that's why they're not saved. You're not expecting it. You're not exercising faith in the Word of God. If you are a preacher of the gospel, God has put His very Word in your mouth. Therefore, you should speak as an oracle of God. Now, some languages have different punctuation than other languages. But I believe this idea will carry in any language. When you stand to speak and preach, don't preach your question marks. Preach your exclamation points. Preach what you know for sure. Preach what God has put into your life. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. If anyone speaks, let him speak as an oracle of God. No hesitancy in our speaking. But a surety that comes from giving out the very Word of God. Now there's a third principle that emerges from the call of Jeremiah. The work of God is my work.
Padamelan Allah nyaeta padamelan abdi.
Therefore I will be a diligent worker.
Margeta abdi bade janten padamel nu getol.
The work of God is my work.
Padamelan Allah nyaeta padamelan abdi.
Therefore I will be a diligent worker. When the Lord called Jeremiah, He said in verse 10, I'm calling you to root out, to pull up, to build and to plant. What was He calling Jeremiah to do? He was calling him to work. To that exertion of energy for God. I am amazed, both in my own country and around the world, how many preachers think that God just drops things out of heaven without any cooperation and work from them.
Di negara nyalira serta di sakuliah dunia, sakitu seurna pandita nun mikir yen pangeran mung ngaglak-glakkeun hal-hal ti langit tanpa didamel sasarengan.
But the Bible teaches that we are laborers together with God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
Kitab suci Yeros dina 2 Timotius pasal 2 ayat 15.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
2 Timotius pasal 2 ayat 15.
Work at showing yourself approved to God.
Sorangan kudu hitiar sanggan gawe kaangku ku Allah sakumaha layakna pagaweanu hade anu teu taerang nembongkeun
diri sadayak. Give attention to show yourself approved to God.
Upayakan kanggo nembongkeun diri sadayak layak payunan Allah.
The Bible teaches that one day we, all of us as believers in Christ, will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Kita ngajarkeun yeun hiji dinten engke urang sadaya salaku jalmi percanten dilebet Kristus bade ngadeg payunan tahta pengadilan Kristus.
We will give an account of our post-conversion life, our life since the time that we came to faith in Christ.
Orang pada masihan tanggung jawab karena hirup tobat orang kehidupan orang kawit percanten ka Kristus.
We will give an account to God for the use of finances that He put in our hands.
Pertanggungjawaban kapanggan kanggo ngangke kauangan urang nu disimpen dina panangan urang.
We'll give an account to the Lord for our relationships and whether or not we lived honorably, particularly with those of the other sex.
Pertanggungjawaban kapanggan kanggo hubungan urang sarta naha urang tos hirup ku cara leres terutami karanjena nu lawan jenis.
And I am convinced that we will give an account to the Lord of our use or misuse of time.
Kami yakin yen urang badhe masian pertanggungjawaban ka pangeran kanggo ngangge antanapi ngangge waktos nu lepat.
Why should it be that any student, young student in school, would study more than you who are a preacher of the gospel?
Kunaon para pelajar ngurak keneh di sekolah badhe diajar langkung getol tibatan saderek nu saurang pandita Injil?
Why should it be that a natural farmer would be more diligent in tilling his field and in sowing to his harvest than you are in sowing to the spiritual harvest?
Seorang petani pada langkung getol di nengolah tanahna serta nebar hasil kebona tibatan sadarek nung nebar panen rohani.
I want to challenge you to embrace the vision of God.
Tapi hayang nangtang sadere kanggo nyepeng visi Allah.
As God's work in your nation.
Telaku pada melan Allah dina bangsa sadere.
And determine today that you're going to be diligent in the ministry that the Lord has given to you.
Putuskan dinten ieu yen sadere badhe langkung getol dina pelayanan nu dipasihkeun pangeran ka sadere.
Now, in a later session, I'll talk more about this ministry that we have received from the Lord.
Dalam sesi ieu abdi bade nyarios langkung tebih ngeunaan pelayanan ieu nu urang tampi ti pangeran.
But let me just mention that the Apostle Paul spoke of a ministry that we received from the Lord.
Tapi ijinkeun abdi nyinggung carisan Rasul Paulus ngeunaan hiji pelayanan nu urang tampi ti pangeran.
Just as much as salvation itself is a gift of God. In the same way, having been saved, God gives us a specific, unique ministry. That special something that only you can do. And only your life can accomplish. Be faithful to that.
Sing tekun dina hal eta.
The work of God is your work.
Padamelan Allah nya eta padamelan saderek.
So be a diligent worker.
Marga eta sing janten padamel nu getol.
The fourth principle that comes from the call of Jeremiah.
Kaopat nu aya dina panyaur Yeremia.
Revelation is my qualification.
Pewahyuan teh kualitas abdi.
Therefore I will pray.
Margeta abdi bade ngadoa.
Revelation is my qualification.
Wahyuan teh kualitas abdi.
Therefore I will pray.
Margeta abdi bade ngadoa.
It is in the place of prayer that we receive revelation from heaven.
Kung dina doa urang nampi pewahyuan ti sawarga.
It is in the place of prayer with the Lord that God's vision is imparted to us.
Mengilapa doa sareng pangeran di mana visi Allah didugikeun ka urang.
All over the world, men and women ask me, what is the great qualification for effective ministry?
Di sakala dunya pamaget sareng istri naros ka abdi, naon kualitas pang agungna pikeun pelayanan efektif?
And some mistakenly believe that the great qualification for ministry is sufficient education.
Beberapa jalmi lepat mercanten yen kualitas pangagungna kanggo pelayanan teh artikan nu cekap.
Now please do not misunderstand what I'm saying.
Kentong salah arti cari salah.
I am very grateful for the educational opportunities the Lord has given to me.
Syukur kanggo kesempatan nampi pendidikan nu dipasihkeun pangeran ka abdi.
I hold degrees from 3 of America's great Christian institutions.
Dikado 3 gelar ti institusi Kristen nu kasohor di Amerika.
However, none of those qualify me to speak to you right now.
Tapi teu aya hiji oge ti gelar abdi nu pantes abdi kanggo nyarios ka saderek ayeuna ieu.
The only thing that qualifies me to minister to you is that God has imparted a vision to me to give to you.
Jadi sinahal nu pantes abdi kanggo ngalayanan saderek nyaeta Pangeran masih hiji visi ka abdi kanggo didugikeun ka.
And that multiplication that Paul spoke of in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
Multiplikasi eta nu dicaraskeun ku Paulus dina Serat Timotius kadua pasal 2 ayat 2.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
Nah, 2 Timotius pasal 2 ayat 2.
Paul said, "What you have heard from me, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also."
Adika anu ku hidup kadenge ti Bapa waktu dikutbahkeun ka jalma ria, ku hidup kudu diajarkeun ka jalma-jalma anu kira-kira baris pisan deui ngajarkeun.
Please hear me. Education is a wonderful blessing.
Ayeuna da ngukeun abdi, pendidikan teh hiji berkah anu ageung.
But not everyone who hears me on these tapes will have the blessing or the privilege of going to Bible school.
Kita ngajal minu ngadangukan abdi ngalangkungan kaset ieu kenging berkah eta tanapi kesempatan kanggo nampi pendidikan di sekolah Alkitab.
But you have the same privilege as any other Christian in that you can go directly to God's throne of grace.
Kita gaduh kesempatan istimewa anu sami saperlu urang Kristen sanes nyata cadek tiasa nyaketan tahta asih karunia Allah kucara langsung.
The writer of the book of Hebrews said, "Let's come boldly to the throne of grace." So that we can find mercy and grace to help in every time of need.
Mantena diangkeun ditampi kalayan asih dipaparin rahmat dina danget urang butuh.
It's in the place of prayer that we receive this vision or this revelation from heaven.
Mun lebet doa urang nampi visi atawa nampi pawahyuan ieu ti sawarga.
There was a great man of God in the last century by the name of George Mueller.
Seorang pada Agustin Kasohor, namanya George Mueller.
He lived literally by faith.
Anjana leres-leres hirup ku iman.
God gave him a vision of helping the destitute children in his city.
Pangeran masihan hiji visi ka anjana kanggo nulungan barudak miskin di kotana.
It was a tremendous financial challenge for him.
Tantangan keuangan nu ageung.
He could have been crushed by the very vision that God gave to him.
Anjeuna tiasa bae remuk ku visi nu dipasihkeun Pangeran.
But Mueller learned a great secret.
Tapi Mueller diajar hiji rahasia nu aheng.
He said, "Before I go to work for God."
Saurna satacan abdi angkat didamel kanggo Pangeran.
First, I get in the presence of God.
Kahiji abdi lebet ka payuneun Pangeran.
Mueller said, "My first assignment every day."
Mueller pancen abdi nu kahiji unggal dinten.
Is to get my soul happy in the Lord.
Eta ngadamel jiwa abdi sukabunga di lebet Pangeran.
I don't know what you're going to take away from these sessions that I share with you.
Abdi teu terang naon nu bari saderek tanda pina sesi inu abdi bagikeun ka saderek.
But if you take away nothing else, take this away.
Tapi umpama saudara nyandak hiji hal, sok candak nasihat ieu.
Let your first assignment every day be to get in the presence of the Lord.
Pancen ka hiji saudara unggal dinten nyaeta nyaketan payuneun Allah.
To get your own soul happy in the Lord before you attempt work for Him.
Kanggo ngadamel jiwa saudara sukabunga di lebet Pangeran. Satacan saderek ngupayakeun didamel kanggo mantenna.
And then having received this nourishment from the Lord.
Satacan saparantos nampi kakiatan di Pangeran.
You are then empowered by the Spirit of God to go and effect the vision that God has put in your heart.
Saderek dimampukeun ku Roh Pangeran kanggo angkat sarta ngalaksanakeun visi nu tos ditempatkeun Pangeran dina hati saderek.
Let me very quickly give you several keys to an effective life of prayer.
Ijinkan abdi masihan kasaderek sababaraha cara kehirupan doa nu efektif.
First, pray with commitment.
Hiji, ngadoa ku komitmen.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 3 verse 1.
Tapi sinya ros dina Kisah Para Rasul ayat pasal 3 ayat 1.
Acts chapter 3 verse 1, Peter and John went to the temple at the hour of prayer.
Dari Rasul-Rasul pasal 3 ayat 1, dina hiji dinten geus meh waktu sembahyang kira-kira pukul 3 sore Petrus jeung Yohanes angkat ka Bait Allah.
They had committed to a specific time of prayer.
Aranjeunna tos netepkeun hiji waktu kanggo ngadoa.
And then pray with fervency.
Lajeng doa nu getol.
James said in chapter 5 verse 16.
Yakobus nyarios sina pasal 5 ayat ke-16.
James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man has much effect.
Yakobus 5 ayat 16, pangdoa jelema hati-hati mah gede maunatna.
And then pray specifically.
Lajeng ngadoa ku cara spesifik.
Jesus taught a great truth in Matthew 16 verse 19.
Yesus ngajarkeun hiji bebenaran aheng dina Matius 16 ayat 18.
In Matthew 16 verse 19, Jesus said, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven."
Matius 16 ayat 18, saur Yesus, anu kumaneh dibengket di ieu dunya bakal dibengket di kerajaan sawarga.
He was teaching us to pray specifically.
Yesus ngajarkeun ka urang kanggo cara khusus.
God is not intimidated at all by the specificity of your prayers.
Pangeran teu kaintimidasi sama sakali ku sadaya hal nu jentre ti doa saderek.
And then the Bible teaches us to pray unitedly.
Lajeng kitab suci ngajar urang kanggo ngadoa ku sahate.
Acts chapter 4 verse 24.
Dari Rasul-rasul pasal 4 ayat 24.
In Acts 4:24, the Bible says that the early church, when faced with persecution, lifted their voice with one accord to God.
Terus Rasul pasal 4 ayat 24 kitab suci Yeros, dan gereja ngawitan waktu semayunan penganiayaan aranjenanga growok sasarengan ka Allah.
And then pray persistently.
Lajeng ngadoa sing getol.
Luke chapter 11 verse 9.
Lukas pasal 11 ayat 8.
Jesus said, "Ask and continue to ask."
Saur Yesus, kudu naik minta tangtu dibere.
Keep on knocking and the door will open to you.
Kudu keketrok tangtu pangto dibuka.
Keep on seeking and you'll find.
Kudu daek nyiar tangtu manggih.
And then pray boldly.
Ras ngadoa ku wani.
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
Ibrani pasal 4 ayat 16.
Let's come boldly to the throne of grace.
Kuhal eta urang teh bisa ngarasa yakin nyalondor ka payunan singgasana Allah.
That we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in every time of need.
Anu kumantena diangkeun ditampi kalana asih dipapadin rahmatina tanget urang
putri. And finally pray confidently, pray with confidence and expectancy.
Akhirna ngadoa ku pinuh kayakinan sarta pangharepan.
1 John chapter 5 verses 14 and 15.
Yohanes pasal 5 ayat 14 sareng 15.
This is the confidence we have in him. That if we ask anything in his name, he hears us, and if he hears us, we know we have the petition that we've desired of him.
Dulur-dulur bisa ngunjukkeun angeun ka Allah kalawan kapercayaan yen segala panuhun anu sapuk jeung manahna tangtu dibakabul, sabab terang yen ira-ira oke mantena kesa ngadangukeun panuhun urang yakin yen segala anu disuunkeun dina panada urang tangtu dipaparinkeun.
The final principle brings us to our next lesson.
Prinsip terakhir nganter urang ka pangajaran ieu.
Principle number 5, I must sow in order to reap.
Prinsip kalima, abdi kedah tebar supados panen.
Therefore I will sow in faith.
Margi eta abdi tebar dina iman.
As this session comes to a close, please hear me carefully.
Dina akhir sesi ieu dangukeun cariosan abdi sing taliti.
You cannot reap a vision you have not sown.
Sadarek teu tiasa panen hiji visi nu teu sadarek tebar.
You cannot reap a harvest that has not been sown.
Sadarek teu tiasa panen panenen nu teu acan ditebar.
That's why we need to hear the word of the Lord.
Eta sababna urang kedah ngadangu dauhan
ti Pangeran. That specific unique call of what God wants us to do.
Anan panyaruh khusus nu aneh ngeunaan nu dikersakeun Pangeran kanggo urang pidamel.
And then just as the Lord spoke to Jeremiah to arise and begin to walk it out.
Rasami sapertos Pangeran ngadawuh ka Yeremia kanggo gugah sarta ngawak ngawitan angkat.
We too are to get up and to begin to live out the vision God puts in our hearts.
Kita oge urang kedah gugah serta ngawitan ngawujudkeun visi nu ditempatkeun Pangeran dina hate urang.
Remember, dear friend, you are important to the kingdom of God.
Ing imut, sobat, saderek penting kanggo kerajaan Allah.